The Ardies have long been key to fundraising for AIDS services at the hospital, not just for the fundraising in the area's many theaters, but also the red ribbon sales. It all comes together annually at the awards ceremony, which was held June 4th in Shea's 710 Theater. Yesterday, the check for the proceeds was presented in the theater district's Plaza of Stars in front of the 710 Theater. WNED-WBFO is now the media sponsor of the event, and President and CEO Donald Boswell was there to praise the fundraising effort and the theater community.
The whole idea behind the Ardies is we recognize the real theater community, but, you know, we do some real good, though, too. I mean, I think we're proud to be the media sponsor, but the real work goes in with the theater community who are raising funds for an important organization, EMC, who, you know, has the HIV and AIDS, you know, clinic. And, you know, the work you're doing is God's work.
WNED-WBFO took over a sponsor after Art Voice magazine could no longer present the event. Casey John Mayer is Senior Director of Outpatient Services at ECMC. John Mayer says the $40,000 will be put to good use.
One thing that we want to do in the clinic is we want to build an education center. So a center puts some computers in there so our patients that come to the office and other community members can do some research. Also we're going to have some legal aid come in to provide some legal advice for people and all sorts of things like that. So that's our main focus.
Immunodeficiency Services has around 1,000 people living with AIDS on its patient rolls, increasingly from immigrant groups. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.